Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your
greetings and welcome to a Friday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is March 5th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing all right. I'm looking over my shoulder all day.
Why is that?
Well, headed up north to northern Florida. They like to call it southern Georgia.
What's up there?
I've been hanging out in Lapland all day.
Oh, you are in the thick of it. I don't want to say behind enemy lines, because we consider them an ally of sort, despite maybe, I don't know, that maybe we think we have different approaches to life and different philosophies on certain things, but not certainly not enemy lines, but a new world. You're kind of making your way up there in Lapland. Prince of Pontevedra.
I'll tell you what, he is truly the Prince of Pontevedra. You walk around Sawgrass and you think he is like he's God.
The Prince. Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic. I was shocked that you didn't tell me you were going up there. And then you just started doing Instagram stories from up
kind
there.
Kind of a last minute thing.
I would have arranged for a security detail for you just to make sure you're all right. You know, an envoy of sorts, but you know, best of luck. Enjoy it. Enjoy your time. Report back your findings. As you know, I saw you drive up the driveway. I have serious doubts about that story that it cost $17 million. It looks like a pretty standard asphalt driveway. Now, did they cover it up shame?
Might have talked to somebody that didn't confirm, didn't deny the number total today.
Okay. All right. That sounds like maybe you're on the right path.
They brought up the driveway in conversation to me. And I said, oh, the $17 million driveway. And I received a smile back.
It just looks quite Spartan for being so expensive. Did they have to move land? Did they have to move water?
I think they needed have to move mountains? A lot of dirt.
Huh. I just expected it to be paved in gold or with statues, or it's a little more ornate than it is.
Well, okay. Most disappointed about was they got a big fountain right at the front, and there's no flowers in the middle of the fountain. I thought they could get like a mini flower barge out to the center of the fountain.
Or they could just have the barge floating around in there constantly, a little ship, a ship of flowers sailing around.
There's some cool, I hadn't been in the clubhouse like in a while. It's cool. I mean, there's some cool stuff around there, you know, like it
such a like, ringing endorsement, son of such gusto. Okay.
Well, I love all the old photos. I was, you know, people thought I was probably weird. I was like just walking, looking at old photos. Everybody else is walking around and I'm staring at old photos on the wall.
Well, there is some cool history. They should, you know, prop that up a bit more, which, you know, people love the Flashback Fridays. I think they're missing some opportunities there to kind of, you know, celebrate their history a bit more, as opposed to always looking for the next bit of animal content or concert with, you know, those little peckers, the chain smokers. But
well, they're trying to honor Little Sluman with the chain smokers.
I mean, I think this is kind of disrespectful to Mr. Palmer, to be honest with you. You're just, it's not even Sawgrass week and you're
trying to get the first look of the range. I might do a live range cam tomorrow. Be the first one to do it. Get there before Golf Channel. Yeah, see, Good. Maybe I'll put it on Shotgun Start Instagram, you know, see who's arriving to the range.
We were informed by a local down there that I guess there's a big article in the local paper about the cancellation last week or last year. With, you know, Monahan spoke on it, and I think other people from the tour spoke on it, and one player spoke on it. Can you guess which player was made
available? Billy Ho.
Yes. Absolutely. Billy Ho, the town crier of Ponte Vedra.
He's really unbelievable. He's always available for combat.
I guess I sort of get it because it's local paper. He's a local guy, but I don't know. Whatever. What's his relationship to that event? Whatever. He's a local guy. He was all over the TV today. He was.
Oh, yeah, he was on PGA Tour Live.
Chirped by fans. He was throwing his putter in the air, twirling it around like a baton, like launched that thing. I thought that we were going to have some real damage to that green.
I feel like I see him throw his putter in the air every time he's on TV.
I can't confirm or deny that, but it sounds like it could be true. He launched his ball into the middle of the pond after he caught his putter. I mean, he burned the edge on a putt that was like 25 feet. It wasn't like he, you know, the ball hit a pitch mark or something. It wasn't a makeable putt, but I don't know why he's throwing his ball into the middle of the water after, you know, just missing like a 25 footer from the fringe. It's just bizarre. But yeah, he had a big day, the town crier. All right. Podcast business real quick. We have merchandise dropping Friday. Or was it, what time's it going live? 1 o'clock?
Will Knight's gonna put
one Eastern, I think it is. We have Westy Island shirts and not too bright, not too garish of colors, but a little island theme. People seem enthused about those. There's a coral and
the man's playing well. We're partying on Westy Island tonight.
The non-member who's skipped with the Sawgrass before. So I don't know. What if he makes a bid to rename the other island at 17? Not the one with the green, the tree one, where they plant the flower
barge.
What if we name that Westy Island? Unofficially, we call that Westy Island. He's a non-member. Has skipped the players in protest before. What?
In Ponte Vedra, that could fit all the inhabitants. I mean, he's a UPS guy. He's spoken out about the PGA Tour and his disdain for some things on it.
Frequently, yeah.
I mean, that's Westy Island's a lonely place.
So we have Westy Island t-shirts and not my first major hats. They're in the traditional gold and navy of not the first major. Maybe a gold standard. I don't know. I don't want to use its name. But those hats, it's the second logo.
Second cross, logo.
The cross club shotgun logo in gold and navy hats.
The first logo's never been on merch.
But we're talking about doing that as sort of a throwback, classics, hardwood classics type t-shirt. So those hats and Westy Island t-shirts, 1 o'clock. Don't quote me.
How do you feel
that.
About your boy, Marty Laird, being on the board? It's not the desert.
I don't feel good about it. I mean, what are we calling the board? He's T7. I mean, it's not like he's out in front. It's 18 holes. What a random question to ask me.
He's your boy. You pick him every year and want it done.
A TPC Desert courses. I mean, it's great. What about it? He played well. He's 3 under par. T7. Congrats to Marty Laird. We got to issue apologies. I got to issue a big-time apology on the USGA Championships thing. I guess many have gone outside the continental United States. There have been several in Hawaii. I was misinformed. I swear to gosh, I read that. I didn't just pull that out of nowhere. Somebody else had that wrong, but I should have vetted it more closely.
So now you're apologizing by throwing somebody else under the bus.
And you should really apologize to all of Great Britain and Ireland with the Walker Cup. Talking about how they need to start including Europe. You see what, Ross McCarthy tweet us
wrong,
today?
What's wrong with that take? Regardless, it doesn't matter if it's... I just think they should include Europe.
Here's Ross McCarthy. With the SGS Walker Cup chat suggesting GB and I, parentheses, winners of 5 of the last 11,
less than 50%.
should the U.S. need Honest Abe, David Hearn, and maybe the Wounded Duck for three of their last 12 Ryder Cup? Maybe we need to expand it to our country.
Listen, I want you to expand to Europe. So, you know, in the Ryder Cup, a lot of years, I find myself rooting for Europe because we got guys like Pat Reed on the team.
Well, I mean, 5 of 11 isn't exactly just a non-competitive run of play.
I just think it'd be a more compelling event with all of Europe involved. And then we could go see great works of golf architecture like the Simone course in Italy for the Walker Cup, too.
Marco Simone.
Yeah. And we could go to Le Golf Nacional.
Yeah. Valderrama. Get that involved as well. Sure. All right. Hey, Will Knight's fantastic idea put me up to this. So with all this announcements of AWS, which, you know, we're still unclear what that means. And then the next morning, we got the official tequila partner of the PGA Tour. Big press release on the official tequila partner.
Who is it?
I already forgot. I don't know. So I don't know. Some tequila. People were pissed. They're like, Abe Prancer's got to be... That's like a total conflict. That's not a members-run organization because Abe has his own.
He's got that Azul whatever.
Yeah. So Will thought it would be good to see if you could guess how many partners like that the tour has. Just start rattling them off.
110.
I don't know. You want me to run through some? Adobe.
We got Adobe.
Official marketing partner of the PGA Tour. Official document company. You have Aon. The official risk, retirement, and health advisor of the PGA Tour. You have Avis, this official rental car of the PGA Tour.
Aren't
PGA
they going out of business?
Web.com. I don't know. You have BH or did Sports.
Was Hertz the one that went out of business last year?
Hertz, I think, declared bankruptcy, and then I think the stock shot up, and maybe, I don't know, there was something crazy going on with Hertz.
Wall Street Bets get on Hertz?
I don't know. BH Sports is proud to publish the official PGA Tour Essential Guide to Golf.
What?
I don't know what that means. It's on the official part. Look, we're only in the B's. We're going alphabetical. Bridgestone, the world is the official tire of the PGA Tour. It needs a tire. Carey is the official transportation company. CDW is official technology partner. Charles Schwab is the official investment firm. Citi is the first to have a global partner of the President's Cup. That's a President's Cup deal. Coca-Cola, official sponsor, the PGA Tour. It doesn't say if it's official soda or anything.
Doesn't say it's the official cola of the PGA Tour. I'm surprised.
FedEx, we've heard of them. I mean, they're just the official tour. They're the entire deal. Fortune is these are all in caps, by the way. These are like titles, all caps. Capital O, official business knowledge sponsor.
What the fuck does that mean?
Fortune is the official business knowledge sponsor.
Do you think that like Spartan gets a subscription to Fortune because of that?
Check it out while you're down there tomorrow. They just have Fortunes lying around everywhere.
You know, I drove right by the Global Home.
What'd it look like?
I didn't drive in.
Was the drawbridge up? Because they heard you were coming to town.
One of the people I was talking to was telling me all about the Global Home, though.
I'm sure they were. It's big news down there. Everybody's fired up about their new building.
Should I try and sneak into the Global Home?
Yeah. I mean, you get lost in a meeting room or something. There's plenty of them. You can just hide it.
Do you think I could knock on the door?
No. I mean, you got to cross the drawbridge. They got all sorts of security there. The moat, you know, with gators in it and stuff. Getty Images, official photographic service. Golf Digest is the official golf publication. I know what that means.
Well, don't they own by them? Don't they have an ownership stake in Golf Digest?
Yeah, that might be right. Grant Thornton, official professional services firm. Hawaii Tourism
Big
Authority.
Accounting. I came up with, you don't want to know what I came up with today?
What?
This is, you know, somebody asked me about the final three holes. Uh-huh. How they, it's like, they should have a name. And I said, they should call it The Audit, presented by Grant Thornton.
Oh, God. Don't give them any ideas. They're going to run with that.
I mean, it's The Audit. You're coming down the stretch.
You got a par five.
Entering the audit.
Par three, par four, with the water all down the left.
The audit, where fakers get checked, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't pass the audit.
Hawaii Tourism Authority. Hyper Ice is the, quote, official recovery device.
What?
John Deere, official golf course equipment supplier. We're just giving all sorts of free ads here. King Made Jerky is the official jerky and, quote, all caps, official meat snack of the PGA Tour. The official meat snack.
So you're telling me if Slim Jim came knocking tomorrow, they would say no?
They're already taken, the meat snack corner. Konica Minolta is the official multifunction printer. God, who uses printers anymore? But they got one. Corn Ferry, umbrella sponsor of the tour. Local IQ is the official digital marketing.
What are we doing? Are we going through all of them?
Yeah. Official digital marketing services
You're
firm.
You're going through all these.
McKenzie, you know, is the umbrella sponsor of Canada. MasterCard is the preferred payment.
What's McKenzie? This is just a random name.
It's an investments company. I'll stop at M. MasterCard is the preferred payment, all caps.
Are there any good ones that we're going to miss? Now that
Meiomi is the official wine, Mick Ultra. I got to read this. Mitsubishi Electric is the, all caps, official large outdoor video display provider and the official HVAC products. What's large outdoor video display? Like the Jumbotron provider?
I have
what
no clue.
What does that mean? There's all, oh, duels. Piss in a bottle. ServPro, I'm skipping around. There's so many. The official cleanup and restoration company. What happens to that? Well, they just have a, you know, there's disasters out on the course, or the Pat Reed is cheating. They bring in ServPro. They clean up the mess. Tiffany and Company is the official award and gift provider. True Green, they suck. I have True Green. Sorry, not to go against them. They're bad. Valspar is the official paint of the PGA Tour. Look, I'm just jumping to V. I'm sprinting around. And then Yeti is the cap's official insulated cup and official insulated cooler of the PGA Tour. So this is our partner segment, you know, prompted by our AWS and tequila wine. I don't think you would have gotten many of those. I think you would have gotten True Green and Adobe, and that was about it. And I left out maybe 10 of them. So that's it. You want to talk about a golf?
We can only strive to have as many partners as the PGA Tour.
Official like disaster and recovery cleanup service.
Should we just talk about our partner now, since we've talked about all these other partners?
I don't have anything else to add about the golf.
You don't have anything to add? This is a great leaderboard.
It's a great leaderboard. We'll hopefully get Rory and Bryson. Bryson chickened out on six.
Yeah,
I think he's all talk. All this bullshit about the drive, 48-inch driver, and then he never did it. All this talk about six. I think he's just toys with the media.
He wanted all the cameras out there during his practice round, and then be like, "Oh, it was into the wind." Like he's just wasting golf balls, hammering golf balls. Like he knew he wasn't getting there. Just
he's polluting. Is polluting. What he's doing.
Yeah, he's plastic polluting. He's dumping. This should be illegal dumping. I think
we file a claim with the EPA?
Yeah. Literally, just dump. Couple golf balls in there. He knew he couldn't get over.
Well, he's talking about all his RPMs and his driver head weight being a little too heavy and things like that. I just, I don't know. It's a good leaderboard. It's a great leaderboard.
Of the players in the top 10, who would you most like to see this win this weekend?
Rory. Just because it's like, it plays into the whole Prince of Pontevedra thing. You can come. They carry him in on a chair in the throne next week, fresh off his win, just with trumpets feeding him. He's maybe in his cardigan, and it would just play in well. He's technically the defending champ still, right? I mean, unless you count Hideki.
Well, Hideki won.
I knew you were going to say that. So I think Rory would be great.
One guy didn't finish. Hideki should have gotten a win.
Hey, you know what? They are so screwed next week. Last year, didn't we have daylight savings time? Well before, that was at
oh my God.
Bay Hill. But they're not going to get it till Sunday. How? Thursday, Friday? I mean, aren't they kind of screwed? I mean, I guess you start at 6 or something. I don't know. But they don't get daylight savings those first two rounds. They had it last year. They didn't even finish
them. How does daylight savings doesn't impact how long it's light?
What are you talking about?
The number of minutes that the
oh.
If you might get like 3 extra minutes of light.
But they can't go into prime time like they do Thursday, Friday, you know?
Well, that's another problem.
But they're going to have trouble.
That seems like just poor planning.
So,
who doesn't check with the daylight savings, you know, before they schedule their gold standard?
You have any other thoughts on Bay Hill, number 6? We did get some feedback on playing it up the left there. Some folks who are
a big note.
Allegedly, like junior tournaments, and some people started doing it, and they started ruling it as.
I have the whole story.
Internal OB, occasionally the third hole there, but you got trees. It depends on where the tee box is.
All right,
I just
this is from Fixture Wire.
Okay.
Hold on.
What's Fixture Wire got to say?
Fixture Wire
sounds like a reliable story. I'm kidding.
So you referenced my tweet, why they don't go for 3 off of the 6T, and the box is center or right of center, making it clear and doable. Well, I figured you'd love to know who's at the center of why no one attempts it. The reason is none other than Danny Chops.
What?
Apparently, okay. In the Bay Hill member money game, when he joined the game as a new member after a few games of losing money, Chopra started to hit it over to 3 from the 6 tee box, making the game non-competitive, since they typically only played the front 9. This just ended up royally pissing off the membership that they took him to task for it, and ever since it has become an unspoken local rule as not in line with the Palmer way.
Okay. So that I got the internal OB from a
not,
member.
Not what Artie would do.
People who live on the course.
It's not the Anma way also. And
I heard they make an internal OB every now and then. Maybe that's not accurate.
Well, but maybe it's just a figurative internal OB that you'd be breaking the Palmer way.
Figurative. Sure. Okay, anything else on Bay Hill? Great leaderboard. It's supposed to blow Sunday. It seems like we're going to get storms, get some water on it Saturday, which would be unfortunate. But
do you think
Rory hit 5-iron into every par 3?
Yeah, how about that?
That's exactly what you said. They're all the same length. Not a lot of variety there. I'm 5-iron into all 4? Come on.
They're all the same exact length. It's crazy. It's just like, hey, let's build another 220 par 3. Hey, you know it'd be great here? Another 220-yard par 3. You know what? This course could really use a third 220-yard par 3. Well, we need a 17th hole. Let's plug in something that's worked so well 3 other times in the course of 220-yard par 3.
Why don't they move the tees around a little bit? They get a little cheeky like they did at Pebble Beach, you know?
It wouldn't hold up to scoring.
It's also a failure on their part. The guy hits the same freaking club on all 4 par 3s.
Let me tell you something, Brendan. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's the Palmer way. Moving the tees around wouldn't be the Palmer way.
I mean, so like, say you show up there, you're like a guest of a member, and you start aiming way left to like run out and throw your body in front of that. Like, that's against the Palmer way. You can't be going up that. Like, does everybody talk to you about this? Is there some sort of note on the tee box, a disclaimer? That's interesting. I just... And what happens?
I feel like there, you know, there's some clubs that send like these like little guest cards to when they know you're coming with rules. Do you think that Bay Hill sends a Palmer Way card?
I'm sick. Don't wear your hat inside. Shave. Make sure you don't have any facial hair. Things like that. Yeah, could be. The Palmer Way. All right. Any other reactions, thoughts on Bay Hill? We good?
I really hope Lanto wins so he overcomes all the obstacles that he dealt with a couple weeks ago.
You're just putting up shots tonight. What happened to go up the steps at Riviera more than once?
To go up the hill.
Didn't he get a cart ride too? The pampered fox.
Don't worry, we'll send you a shuttle cart. The shuttle cart will be down any minute.
I mean, what is that equivalent of, like going up like 3-4 stories? So, God. All right. Where is Lanto? What are you bringing him
up? He's T7.
Okay.
He's with Westy. Westy went bogey free today.
Yeah. Good on Westy.
You know who's good at hitting 5 irons?
That's true. Fair point. Anything on Golden Ocala? The tribute holes were getting a lot of love today. So Nelly
I didn't
Korda
watch any. I'm sorry.
Back in the saddle. We had several people saying they thought you were overhyping or being overly critical of the drone videos, and then they went and checked it out for themselves, and they thought you're being too nice and underselling just how bad they are on the website.
The one is staring at the ground the whole time.
So don't go to that if you want to learn more about the course, I guess. But yeah, no, tribute holes were whatever. It's fun for TV. Lean into it. You know, the field is great. Nelly Korda is right back in the saddle. 5 under. She's tied with Jennifer Kupcho and Austin Ernst.
Both Kordas are in it.
Oh, we have a yawn there. Both Kordas are in it again. They're the hottest sibling duo in golf right now. They've won the first two events and are right back in the top 6. I have a semi-serious point on Nelly. So, my daughter's name is Nell. She doesn't care at all about golf. It's always on. It's just background, right? Golf Channel's always on. And then she saw Nelly Korda win last week. And then she saw Nelly Korda again today.
And she's into Nelly Korda?
Yeah, she's all into it. And wants to watch the LPGA. And like, this is a very minute example. But I think there are some extrapolations you could make. Like, just putting these women on TV, putting them out there, stumbling across it organically like that, random thing, seeing the same name. And on a
seems
much
like
larger,
I'm screwed. There's no Josies in the field.
And they're on a much larger and significant scale. Like, that's why it matters that we get some black girls and black players, African-Americans on both tours out there, right? The people see someone, maybe just happen across it organically, brings people into the game. Like, that's why we have to give these people more opportunities, try to grow the game. And those, you know, my least favorite phrase in the world, but like, just trying to make it's good for everybody, right? It gets more people involved. People who want to make money on the game, you're going to grow it. You're going to, you know, have a wider tent. I know I'm extrapolating a lot from the way my daughter has somehow found, you know, an interest in one golfer and one
tour. Watch out for the data boys might come at you.
Why?
Just with some
small sample
size. Causation doesn't equal correlation, Brendan.
Anyways, I'm just saying, more exposure, more diverse, it seems like a good way to at least try and get more people in the tent. We all are better off for it. So anyway, Nelly Korda is back in front. All right. That's it on our two events.
You know what got my wife into the tent?
Charlie Woods.
Maybe we need more Charlie Woods content. Do you know any outlets I could get Charlie Woods content? Mainline it.
There might be some videos out there that you can watch. All right, should we go to Precision Pro Flashback Friday? Should we start capitalizing it as the official laser rangefinder device of the shotgun start?
Maybe. I think we should start a page that has all of our partners on it. Official in all caps.
Precision Pro Flashback Friday. They are the official rangefinder of the shotgun start. Shotgun 20. get you your $20 off any of their laser range finders. Their most recent one is the fourth generation NX9 Slope. It's an award-winning.
These things are awesome. They're light. They're lighter than the competition. They're durable. They shoot. They work well. They shoot the yardage, you know?
Were you out there at Sawgrass with your NX9?
I didn't shooting bring
the
it islands, up.
Shooting the fake. Okay. I mean, I would like to know how far it is, how far the barge has to travel to the other
I'm
going to
be out there tomorrow morning. Do you want me to bring it out?
Yeah. Yeah. Or can you shoot the walk? I bet you could pace it off. Maybe you don't even. The walk from 16 green to 17T.
You know, my wife always argues with me. She says, like, she'll be like, how far away is that? And I walk it off. And I'm like, it's 33 feet. And she's like, how do you know? There's no way you're walking. I'm like, if there's one thing in the world I can do is I can walk a fucking yard. I know how to walk a yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if and you she don't doesn't. Walk, you... She doesn't. She does not believe that I can walk a yard.
She will never believe that you know what it, that you know how to pace it off.
I'm gonna have to start giving her the Precision Pro. Say, watch. I'm gonna walk 11 yards.
That's good. That's good. No, but Precision Pro, they are good guys. They're listeners first. We had, we in talking with them, it was clear that we wanted to partner with them. They were listeners. They're big. They're your kind of guys. You get lifetime battery replacements. Eric, you can call him if you have a customer service issue. They will get on it.
Or if you just want to talk golf, apparently.
No, come on. He's busy. You got to keep it. Let's not, you know, take his eye off the ball with real world issues. All right. Again, Shotgun 20, $20 off any other laser range finders. What do we have for Precision Pro Flashback Friday? I think we have a mishmash of things.
I've got a very short one.
Okay, go first.
I just I dipped my toe into research. It didn't get very far. But 1995, Nestle, at the time, the Nestle Chocolate Invitational.
The official chocolatier.
Little Nestle bar.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had Nestle chocolate?
I don't know. Probably not. It's probably been a while. Yeah. Probably been a while.
You know who won?
95? No. Who?
The boss of the Moss, Lauren Roberts, wins for a second year in a row.
That's right.
So he made putts all over the place, and at this point, everybody was saying he's the best putter on tour, better than Ben Crenshaw.
Little Ben versus the boss of the Moss.
What's his secret? Roberts disclosed that, this is from a John Garrity SI article, disclosed that he putts with his eyes out of focus and my brain in neutral.
Huh. Sounds like some Bryson stuff.
Eyes out of focus.
How does that happen?
How do you put your brain in neutral?
I don't know.
And he putted cross-handed, which they were saying was going to be a new trend, which has become, you know,
kind of, yeah,
pretty regular way to putt. So Roberts hadn't won. He was 38 when he won for the first time at Bay Hill in 94.
Okay.
This was his second win. He'd been out there forever. Right. And it, ironically, he had like this unbelievable run right after. He wins for the first time. You know, then he has like his best major year ever. He goes T5, T2, T24, T9. He wins again this year. He ends up winning 9 times eight times in his PGA Tour career after not winning until age 38.
Okay.
This was obviously win two. He had another year, 2000, where he had 3 top tens in majors. Only had two other top tens in majors. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Nuts. Didn't his first win until 38. Doesn't happen anymore, I don't think.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jim Herman.
Yeah. Herman. You know, I'm kind of sad Hermie's not Champions Tour eligible. moving the goalposts on them now.
All right.
That's
you and,
all I got.
You and his family. All right. Good. Good. I'll go the year later. I got Coitus.
Roberts was a prolific senior tour player.
Yeah, he did some damage out there. Did he win a major or two?
Yeah, he won a major.
Right?
He won the J-E-L-D Wen, W-E-N. Gelled Wen.
Window maker.
Gelled Wen.
Yeah, they make one.
2005. You know, he beat Dana Quigley. He won at Wailai.
Mitsubishi, the official large outdoor video screen provider, or whatever it was.
At this time, it was the MasterCard. I love that Wikipedia doesn't change it. He won four senior majors.
Yeah, he was good at the senior level. Absolutely.
I think Wailai should be a major.
Stop. With the rocks?
Just so we just say Wailai more.
You do like that one. All right. I did research on Paul Goitis.
Sorry, I didn't do much research.
That's fine.
I was busy. You know, I was busy, you know.
Looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Your head down and research in the swamp there. Are you becoming the Florida man? Are you totally co-opted now? You're living in Florida more or less. You're at PGA Tour HQ. Like,
I wasn't at PGA Tour HQ.
You start saying this is a major. The Players is a major next week.
No.
It seems like you're going full bore down there. Paul Goitis, 1996 champion. No longer Nestle, Bay Hill Invitational, presented by Office Depot. So he had the office products. We went from chocolate to office products by 1996. New sponsor. A lot of hype around that, reading articles. Paul Goitis beats Jeff Maggart by a shot. This is a Jeff Babineau article. But the big run was Goitis versus Guy Boros. Tom Gallen. Big Tom Gallen, who we know as a regular entry into Cocoa Beach, DR. So all the players, big loaded field, the strongest field of the year, and they had Goitis, who'd never won, and Burke, and Guy Boros. And this is from Jeff Babineau's Orlando Sentinel article. There's a running joke that the rows of champions pictures that hang in the breezeway next to the Bay Hill Pro Shop resembles an employee of the month lineup. For every Fred Couples, there is a Mike Nicolette. For every Paul Azinger, a Bob Byman. A Sunday's final round shootout began to take shape. 18 players began the day within four shots of third round co-leaders Patrick Burke and Guy Boros. The round promised to produce a winner who would fit the profile. So this was like the running joke. They were off and on and off and on. And Goitis goes bogey free. His third bogey free round of the week. So after finishing 129th on the money list a year ago, Goitis, 31, started this season wondering if he had enough games simply to stay on tour. But after winning, he has his answer, edging Jeff Maggart for a race for the winner's check of $216,000. I'm kind of numb right now, he said. I think it was time for me to win. That's your goal out here, to win. The first thing that flashed through my mind was I was going to the Masters. He even mustered enough gumption to ask Palmer if he'd join him in the practice round at Augusta. So he immediately asked Palmer to play with him at Augusta. This is from Babineau as well. It wouldn't be the first time. In 1994 at Oakmont, he boldly arrived at his first U.S. Open, Arnold's last, and signed his name next to Palmer's on the practice round sign-up sheet.
What a guy. He just goes for it.
Arnold's last. I'm going to sign up.
Hey, shoot or shoot.
That's kind of badass. Bogey-free round. Playing his way in to share the lead on the front, and then he took his charge down the stretch. He calls the last three the H2O holes. 16, you got a pond in front, you know, pond in front of L. That's, yeah, H2O holes, as you can imagine. Not quite the audit, but H2O holes. They could do that for players,
too.
Florida golf. Water everywhere. But talking about your Wailai.
Wailai could do it, too.
Stop saying Wailai. He struck the perfect 4-iron to 1 foot at the 206-yard 14th hole for birdie. So hitting 4-iron, 206. He's not a big hitter to begin with, but it's also 1996. So he beats Maggart by one. He also beat Tom Pertzert by 2, who played the wrong ball on Friday. Would have been in the playoff had he not played the wrong ball on Friday. Tom Pertzert.
The worst when you play the wrong ball.
So Guidos wins after keeping his card in the final 9 holes in Texas. He kept his card by $760. He said, if I didn't make it, I didn't make it.
$760, not a FedEx Cup point.
No. If I didn't make it, I didn't make it.
Using something relatable.
Last year was a very disappointing year, and this year I said, you're going to find out if you're good enough to be a player out here. And if you're not, that's fine. It's not a crime to not be good enough. So Guidos, right perspective. Now I got a little more background. This is from an SI article on it from, I think it was William Reed. This amused me. This is good writing. Had somebody told you on Sunday that you could see one of the leaders of the Bay Hill Invitational hanging around in the media tent before he teed off, you would have been hard-pressed to pick Paul Guidos out of the crowd. That's because Guidos looks more like a golf writer than a golfer. He was the somewhat overweight guy sitting over there in front of a computer, the fellow with the mustache and the goatee and the Hertz cap. You would never have dreamed he was on the brink of the most important round of his career, the one that had been so long, so hard and coming that he wondered many times if it would ever happen. No, you would have thought that he was the beat man for perhaps the Orlando Sentinel, getting ready to bat out some notes for the early edition. None of the journalists paid him much heed because, strange as it may seem, Guidos has been hanging around the press tent ever since he came on tour in 1993. I wish more players just hung out in the press tent. He reads the papers, checks his computer ranking, shoots the breeze about golf and life and whatever else happens to be on somebody's mind. The media tent is the heartbeat of a golf tournament, Guidos said late Sunday after his win. I would agree with that. The heartbeat of a golf tournament. Some misanthropes, guys worn down by the road, worn down by life out there, being on tour for too long. I don't know if I'd agree with that, but it is the heartbeat of
angry,
golf tournament.
Angry about certain winners sometimes. Surly when they have to write certain stories.
It's a fun place to be. I've met a lot of neat guys who are writers, and a lot of them are pretty good friends of mine. It's good to hang out with your friends. So this was his first win since he won the 1992 Yuma Open on the Hogan Tour.
The Yuma? Yeah. With a Yuma Y, Open. Not a H.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
like humid.
No, no. So he played with Boros, who apparently looked just like Julius. And so Guy looks so much like his father, who died in 1994, that when he came to do a TV interview with Arnie on Saturday, Palmer looked up and said, well, if it isn't Julius Boros. I think it was just a joke. But yeah, Guy Boros, a fellow, often a subject of conversation here.
Hey, he gets into, I'm surprised he's not playing this week.
The big thing this week was the oil shakes, had moved the Dubai event opposite Arnie's event. And there was this big drama about how many guys.
The oil the top, shakes.
Yeah, sheiks.
Oh,
yeah.
Sheiks.
Sheiks. That's what they wrote.
I thought the oil drama. Shakes was like some band.
No, sheiks. I think there's multiple ways to pronounce that. There was drama about like whether guys would take the money and go over there or they'd be true to their word to Arnie. Only Fred Couples left, and he had to because he was a defending champ in Dubai. It hadn't been opposite weeks. So a lot of dollars, this was, Burke said this, a lot of dollars were being thrown around this week for guys to go overseas, but you see how many are here. It's respect for Mr. Palmer and respect for the course. So the Palmer way. Unfortunately for the Stargazers, none of the big names played much better than Mr. Palmer, who shot incredible 74-75. The early departees included Greg Norman, the player of the year, Phil Mickelson, this year's leading money winner, Ben Crenshaw, defending Masters champ, and the long-hitting Tim Heron, surprise winner of the previous week's
long
Honda
hitting.
Classic.
Lumpy.
Yeah. Yep. So on the last three holes, H2O holes, he protected his lead, kept it bogey-free, but he credited Burke. So Guidos is a big subject of John Feinstein's book, A Good Walk Spoiled, which I'm not going to get into here because we'll be another 10 minutes. But apparently it was Burke, who he was playing with in Feinstein's book, who told Guidos to quit being so hard on himself and have some cheese with all that wine.
Wow.
So, it's like he decided to have cheese on the last three H2O holes, protected his lead. It was his first win.
During the audit.
The H2O holes, man. So it was his first win on tour. He'd win again the Sony in 2007. Do you remember that? 11 years later? 2007. I mean, he's battling back and forth with this card. So he wins 96 Bay Hill, 07 Sony, and then he's got five wins on the Champions Tour.
You know, so. This is his first win on the Champions Tour.
Why Lie?
The event after Why Lie.
What was that?
Canapali or whatever it was called.
Oh, okay. I know he won a 3M a few years ago up in Minnesota. That's it. That's your Flashback Friday. I had a Masters fact of the day. You want to start those up again from Bama Bearcat?
Do you want to start them now or at the Gold Standard week?
Let's start it. We usually start on March 1st. Let me find one. Masters fun fact.
We recorded on the 1st.
The last time the Masters had so short of a lead-in from a previous major was 1971 when the PGA was held February 25th to 28th. That year's Masters, held 39 days after the finish of the PGA, had only two golfers finish in the top 10 of both events. Jack Nicklaus won the PGA and finished T2 in the Masters. And Gary Player was fourth at the PGA and sixth at the Masters.
Wow.
The Masters winner that year, Gary. Charles Cootey, missed the cut at the PGA. So February PGA would be kind of fun. So, but maybe play that at Oak Hill.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Masters Facts of the Day are back. We'll get those going next week as well. Everyone enjoy your weekends. You have any parting thoughts? You good?
I just
be
hope
safe up there.
Hope I get out of here without catching any shrapnel.
Be safe up there, Andy. I'm worried about you. So enjoy your whatever you're doing, Gold Standard corruption or whatever you got going on up there. And we will check in with you on Monday.